Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great month, in fact, and it is election month. I mean, it's amazing to think about that tomorrow they're going to be voting in Virginia. They're also going to be voting in Minnesota. And in Minnesota, they have an enormously important election where the crazies and the lunatics, who, by the way, are opposed by the main state office holders because they're way off in the left of the Democratic Party, they have Proposition 2 on the ballot in the city of Minneapolis, where Minneapolis would become the first city. And this, of course, the city where we had the George Floyd tragedy that was perpetrated, that was a killing, and that's been determined by court, and we're still with the sentencing of Derek Chauvin. But in Minneapolis, they're talking about voting tomorrow to abolish the police department. And they say, well, yes, 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 we will still have people guaranteeing your safety, but it will now be a health-oriented effort, and it will be a Department of Public Safety, not with traditional policing. The current police chief, who actually is very popular, he is African-American, is a very, very highly likely potential to resign if the voters vote to eliminate the police department. They'll be spending less money on it. There are voices from the black community that have been risen at the end of this fight. And it looks like it's going to lose. It certainly deserves to lose, and every American should remember in your prayers the city of Minneapolis, which suffered so horribly from the riots and the destruction and the arson and the tremendous rise in crime. They're talking about rekindling, renaming Minneapolis as Murderapolis. Because they are approaching, they had the highest murder ever in Minneapolis in 1997, and they're have a very good chance in the next 2 months remaining this year to exceed that number of murders. And it's just appalling things. In the midst of this, you want to abolish your police department? Really? I mention this because one of the things that you can almost feel, and when you think about it, it's truly extraordinary. There's material coming up now with the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse, who was that 17-year-old young man who rushed out to Kenosha, Wisconsin, when there was a very bloody riot going on with a great deal of property destruction. He made the horrible mistake, and it's not just a mistake, it's probably a mistake that's going to destroy his life, because he killed two people. He brought a gun with him from out of state, and he fired in the midst of confrontations with rioters. And I know there's a great deal of sympathy for Kyle Rittenhouse, because he was clearly well-intentioned. He was a police cadet, and he wanted to be a police officer. But for goodness sake, the craziness we were going through at the time that that was happening, the craziness that we were going through in May of 2020, in response to the George Floyd killing, the riots around the country, and there were riots around the country, there were riots every night in Portland. It was like the whole country was Portland for a while. And that appears, and I think you can see this even back in Minneapolis, the fact that it is most likely that the drive to eliminate the police department will fail, that you hear much less about defunding the police. There is much less extremism regarding the basic themes about systemic racism. All of that seems to be not disappearing, but have subsided to some extent. And then there's been another side that's shown up at the debate. If the fact that there is an election going on in Virginia, and one of the big things in the election is, should children in the United States be required to deal with critical race theory and the idea that their country is systemically racist? If this had been going on, this debate, a year ago, certainly a year and a half ago, in the midst of the heated debates about Black Lives Matter and the agitation that was going on in the country and the violence that was going on in the country, which was not some kind of beautiful, sweeping, purposeful, organized movement. It was just a level of craziness that, by the way, another evidence that it's sort of receding. We now have Democrats in charge in the House, in the Senate, in the presidency. And have you heard a lot about the Democrats actually moving to authorize reparations, which was another part of what was going on there? No, but there is still plenty of the guilt mongering and the assaults on America and what America really is that are still going on. And if you don't believe that, well, then you didn't see any of Colin Kaepernick's special on Netflix. It's a new series. And some of the I think that the leeching of energy away from this entire impulse in the United States of America has to do with the invulnerable and unchallengeable stupidity of people like Colin Kaepernick. He was talking about the NFL draft. Now, you know what the NFL draft is. This is what, by the way, lots and lots of people dream of, because if you've been drafted into the NFL, you can easily become an instant millionaire. You have one of the careers that young athletes truly dream of. And look, there are a bunch of people who have played in the NFL who have gone on to do wonderful things for the country. Herschel Walker is uniting Republicans. There was just a poll in Georgia. He has over 70% support in the Republican Party to be the nominee for U.S. Senate in Georgia. Good for Herschel Walker. Okay, he is not Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick also is an NFL veteran, but not such a happy parting of the ways with the NFL. Here he is on his Netflix series, comparing and putting in context the NFL draft.
What they don't want you to understand is what's being established is a power dynamic. Before they put you on the field, teams poke, pry, and examine you, searching for any defect that might affect your performance. No boundary respected. No dignity left intact.
Come on, it hurts. Look at that shape there.
Look at this.
Okay, slavery was not voluntary. Really, it wasn't. Again, the idea that people playing professional football are the equivalent or reminiscent of slaves 200 years ago, Isn't that offensive? And isn't it demeaning to the real history and the real suffering of people under slavery? 1-800-955-1776. More coming up.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280, and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Michael Medved show, talking about the provocative, and provocative not because, oh, it's clever, oh, wow, I never thought of it that way. It's provocative because it's asinine, It's one of the ideas. We're going to be talking a little bit about Greta Thunberg and the way she's conducting herself as part of this, or actually not part of. She's very derisive toward the current climate summit that's going on in Glasgow in Scotland. But this is not to compare Colin Kaepernick to Greta Thunberg, except they're both profoundly annoying. Again, here is his attempt to show you why the NFL is just like slavery. It's just like slavery. And basically what he's trying to do is to show you how the NFL draft, when they give you pretty careful medical exams. Now, part of the reasons for this would be because obviously if you're investing millions and millions of dollars in somebody's career, you want to make sure that he's physically healthy, right? I mean, that's not a ridiculous thing. If you're older, for instance, you're going to be, and you're getting a part in a movie, say, you have to be healthy, and you have to know to stay away from loaded guns. That's another story. But this is part of Mr. Kaepernick describing this idiotic analogy as part of his Netflix series. Listen one more time.
What they don't want you to understand is what's being established is a power dynamic. Before they put you on the field, teams poke, pry, and examine you, searching for any defect that might affect your performance. No boundary respected. No dignity left intact.
Come on, hurry up. Look at that shape there.
Look at this.
Mr. Farmer got your head. Dirty, dirty, dirty to you. 100, 100. That's what coming up. That's what we got.
Well, there it is, just like slavery, right? The essence of slavery is taking away any ability of volition. You control nothing. Nobody volunteered to be a slave. Nobody signed up for it. But see, this is one of those things, and why I guess for someone like Kaepernick, his despite the fact that he's a very wealthy man, that his view of work is one that would push him over to the extreme left. To think that playing football is slavery because people are concerned before they hire you. And yes, hiring someone is different from enslaving them. And the strange thing is that if this is analogy is going to continue, then when he got benched and eventually released from pro football, what does he say? Free at last? Great God, I'm free at last? Well, he is now, and he's doing very well. But this kind of argument, it's like, you know what it's like? It's like that stupid thing which people have been slammed for, where they say that facing a vaccine mandate is like the Holocaust. It's because you're being singled out because you're not going to get the same opportunities that people who have been vaccinated are about. That's like being singled out because you're Jewish and you're wearing a yellow star. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. And that was offensive because it trivializes the Holocaust. This trivializes slavery. How outrageous can it be? And speaking about trivializing something, this is one of the things that I love about this job is you learn things. I did not know that vampires were popularized in part due to opposition to vaccines. There is a piece about the history of vampires who, because of course that's a common Halloween costume, and the image of vampires has changed over the years, but a piece by Jason Zinnemann for the New York Times, and he gives you some background that's actually worth thinking about because it's very related to one of the controversies that is very much in the forefront of people's minds today. He writes, the first vampires did not appear in books or movies. They weren't debonair Transylvanian counts or good-looking, disaffected teenagers. Rooted in folklore, they were symbols of epidemics and a plausible explanation for disease, at least for the time. Some of the earliest accounts of vampires date to the 11th and 12th century in Europe, when outbreaks of tuberculosis, rabies, and other diseases were blamed in part on vampires. And he goes on to say, these early vampires tended to have bloody mouths, bloated stomachs, bad breath, well, you can imagine, more like what we know today as zombies. It wasn't until the 19th century, as they became fixtures in weird fiction, that vampires were more likely to be wealthy creeps in formal wear. During this period, the emergence of vaccines became a polarizing subject. Who knew? The first compulsory vaccination laws were enacted in England, sparking a backlash that used the vampire as a metaphor for bodily violation, with fangs representing surgical instruments. The medium then was pamphlets, not social media. One fear-mongering handbill, The Vaccination Vampire, from 1881, for example, pushed the claim that vaccinations would lead to degradation and to extinction, and were a source of universal pollution. The vampire expressed fears about cutting into and polluting the body, said Nadja Durbach, a historian and the author of Bodily Matters, the anti-vaccination movement in England, 1853 to 1907. So what we're going back to today for a lot of our fellow citizens is 1853 to 1907. A lot of vaccinations have worked pretty well since then, haven't they? We will be right back with more on the MedVet Show.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is hearing two cases involving the pro-life Texas heartbeat law. The court will deliberate on concerns about the structure and enforcement of the law and not whether the law violates Roe v. Wade. The Texas law allows private citizens to launch civil lawsuits against anyone who aids or abets an abortion after a baby's heartbeat can be detected. A key Democratic senator says holding the bipartisan infrastructure bill hostage isn't a good idea.
holding this bill hostage is not going to work in getting my support for a reconciliation bill.
West Virginia's Joe Manchin saying he won't support the larger bill without understanding how it impacts Americans and the economy. Manchin claiming he has worked in good faith with top Democratic leaders, including Biden, and he won't negotiate in the public eye. This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved show, as I mentioned, I don't think I knew before. I know we've always had an anti-vaccine movement, and there have been anti-vaccination people. Not George Washington, of course. He insisted on vaccinations for the Continental Army, as you've all heard. But the idea that that this actually relates to the vampire myth. And at least the writer, quoting various researchers and academic sources and more, a guy's name is Jason Zinnemann for the New York Times, says that one of the reasons that vampires became so popular when they did at the end of the 19th century, and before that it was not a major front of mind sort of folkloric tradition, the idea that people became that popular with fascinated with vampires related to the anti-vax movement at the time, which is extraordinary. And he writes that when Bram Stoker wrote his culturally transformative novel Dracula about a Transylvanian nobleman who leaves his castle to travel to London in search of fresh blood, he knew about vampire folklore and the anti-vaccination movement and was working on some of the same fears. The first Dracula film, the German expressionist classic Nosferatu, which, by the way, is a great film to watch. It's silent, but it's so creepy and really does get at you. And he points out it was shot the year after the influenza pandemic ended, and it is haunted by disease, mass death, and a quarantine in a town with his rodent-like teeth, elongated fingers, and skeletal silhouette. The terrifying vampire looks like a rat
widely known as the Deliverer of the Black Plague, and exits his coffin surrounded by other rats. By the way, he's played by an actor named Max Schreck. And a Schreck in German is a scream. It's a yell. It's and that's what it's supposed to provoke. And that may be some of the ways that people are responding groundlessly and needlessly to to the COVID-19 vaccine. And no, I don't think there's any vampirism actually associated with it. I'll tell you another area of controversy that I just became aware of, and I should have thought of it because it's kind of an obvious thing, which is what happens to pets when people divorce. There is a headline in the Seattle Times: divorced dog lovers told Kona and Mr. Bear are property, not babies. Okay, this is a rather extraordinary story from Clark County, Washington, from the Vancouver, Washington area. And there were this couple was married for 27 years, and they broke up, and their children were already grown, and they had two new children named Kona and Mr. Bear. Kona was a Labradoodle, which is part Labrador and part poodle, and the other one was a retriever doodle, a golden doodle they call it, which is a golden retriever and poodle. And what happened was that they were living separately. And the wife, whose name was Mariah Thomas, wanted to be sure that she had visitation rights for the dogs. And as Elizabeth Lindsay, an Atlanta lawyer, who's president of the American Academy of Matrimonial Lawyers, explains in an email, plan ahead for what ownership will be, what custodial time will be. This can be addressed by a contract or a prenuptial agreement. Because of the pandemic, writes the Times, she expects pet litigation to rise, a combination of cats and dogs becoming great companions in this time of isolation with marriages souring. The point being, there are more pets than ever before, and people don't know what to do about dividing time with the pets, especially if you're in very bad terms, as this couple was. She's sued to have visitation rights for these two dogs, and they would be three different times a week, and she would come over, and she lived a ways away, and the father, he's not the father of dogs, the husband, I didn't like it. So it's now gone up and been appealed. They have struck down her visitation rights. And this was fascinating to me. They said, look, if you divide property, pets are property. You don't have visitation rights with a couch. You may miss that couch a lot. It was my favorite couch. You don't, if you've gone through a divorce after 27 years, unless you decide to work it out, you don't have any right to go before the court and say, I'm entitled because I like that couch. And of course, the defender for the lady who's very besotted with her pets is saying, well, no, it's not property. These are beings, and they miss me. And the point is that generally when you're talking about custody cases, you basically have a child involved that you can consider, and even you can depose, you can get a statement. The problem of trying to take in mind what the emotional satisfaction and vulnerability is of a dog is he doesn't talk. You can't interrogate him. You can't depose him. You can't have him testify in court. Besides splitting up the finances, the Superior Court awarded Thomas visitation rights with the dogs for 3 hours on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, beginning at 5:45 p.m. How cold did things get between the couple? They never talked to each other during the pickups and drop-offs. Thomas texts Nimi, that's the names of the two last names, that she had arrived and he lets the dogs out and in the backyard, and vice versa. On this evening, she is driven straight from her job as nursing case manager at a Vancouver hospital in Washougal, so as not to miss any minute of the precious 3 hours of the dogs. I take them to Burgerville, get French fries and dog biscuits, and then they get very excited, I can imagine. We go to Starbucks, they get a puppuccino. They love the whipped cream. In the appeal, the court acknowledged the couple texted each other regularly about the dog's sleep schedules, grooming, behavior, training, exercise, and social outings. But, said the court, the dogs could not be considered under child custody statutes. To the contrary, our courts historically and consistently have characterized animals, even family pets, as personal property. And it said the dogs were Nimi's property, and in a divorce, state law contains no provision for pet visitation. The marriage produced two adult children. They can visit them all they want. This is very bizarre, and there's a lawyer in Bellingham that we should have on who wants to set up a means to take into account the welfare of pets in custody cases with divorces like this one. Is that likely to occur? We shall see. But what about a Biden revival? Peggy Noonan writes on why it is so very unlikely. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain. Okay, how crucial are faith and freedom really to America? Ronald Reagan called faith and freedom the twin beacons that brighten the American sky. What did Reagan mean? Well, you can find out at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, which has just launched a new course on the legacy of Ronald Reagan. This is very important because the course is posted online at the Institute's website, faithandfreedom.com. The course is led by Reagan biographer and expert Dr. Paul Kangor, frequent guest on my show. And the course includes Professor Kangor's one-on-one interviews with the likes of Bill Bennett, Ed Meese, Peter Robinson, Michael Reagan, and more. It's a remarkable offer that you will truly not find anywhere else, and it's free. Yeah, it's actually free. While you're there at faithandfreedom.com, also check out the many articles and lectures on topics from freedom of conscience to critical race theory, from Madison and Lincoln to Churchill and Reagan. You can find all of this and much more on the website at the Institute for Faith and Freedom, faithandfreedom.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Tooling around Europe. They're in Rome with the G20. They were. Now they're in Glasgow. I don't know. I've spent time in Glasgow, actually. It was when I was working on British television. And Edinburgh is truly charming and very atmospheric, beautiful city in Scotland. Glasgow, well, I hope the president and everybody is having a good time there. And the climate conference, I mean, first of all, Glasgow has a terrible climate, so but that's another story. Greta Thunberg was there, of course, because anything having to do with climate change, of course it's going to mobilize Greta Thunberg.
Blah, blah, blah.
Well, exactly. And so the irrepressible activist was having a great time at the UN Climate Summit. She has decided now to include a new addition to her repertory and her blah, 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 blah. Repertory, that new addition to the repertory is the F-bomb. Here she is outside the summit. Letting fly. Clip 11.
We say no more blah blah blah. No more exploitation of people and nature and the planet. No more exploitation. No more blah blah blah. No more whatever they're doing inside there. We're sick and tired of it, and we're going to make the change, whether they like it or not.
We're going to make the change, whether they like it or not. Uh-huh. And isn't that dramatic? And then she actually, apparently this has become such a thing. I didn't realize this. This is way to go, Brandon. Here she is leading the protesters in a spirited chant of her favorite incantation. Clip 9.
What do we want?
Climate justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
But I'm not satisfied. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yes, that, of course, the Nobel Prize winner. He is Nobel Peace Prize winner. Another irrepressible activist, the one and only Al Gore. Joe Biden seemed to be, the President of the United States, actually enjoying himself, particularly with the Pope. He spent a long time with the Pope. He says the Pope told him he's a good Catholic and he should keep receiving communion, and he seemed thrilled about that. And generally, he seems to be in fairly good spirits, but he ought to take a look at Peggy Noonan's column. The column has a headline, "Can Sliden Biden Regain His Footing?" And she writes, "It's early in the administration, and if the president can't turn his position around, America will likely know 3 more years of mess, murk, and drift. At the same time, it's hard to imagine how he turns it around. Mr. Biden isn't looking like a politician of deep natural gifts. He doesn't show a lot of signs of the capability of turning his circumstances around. He'll be 79 in November. He loses his train of thought and mistakenly sees big policy speeches as yet another opportunity to feed America's insatiable hunger for more renditions of his personal story. His public persona is scattered, foggy. Saturday Night Live captured it last week. Current Biden looks at past Biden and says, 'How can you be me? You seem so happy. So, what's the word I'm looking for?' 'Lucid,' says past Biden. In the past, when presidents floundered, at some point, their supporters would say, 'Okay, we ride it out.' And their gaze would turn toward the vice president. During Mr. Clinton's doldrums, there was Al Gore, who was perceived not to have Clinton's gifts, but not his problems either. The party would rally around him, or could be made to rally around him. But that's not Kamala Harris's position. She commands no broad fealty. Her primary candidacy collapsed before the first votes. A Los Angeles Times poll this month had her favorable rating at 42%. Unfavorable, 51%. She's polling lower than her four most recent predecessors at the same time in their terms. I have never heard a Democrat in my Democratic donor town say, 'Wait a few years. Kamala will come in.' This adds to a brittle, unsettled feeling in the party. Nobody knows who's in charge or in the ascendant." Isn't that true? It's one of the things that you worry about in this country is that, okay, we have this election in Virginia tomorrow, and then a year from now we have the midterm elections, and then it's 2 years after that we have a presidential election. Who's going to run for the Democrats? Biden is not going to run at 82. Won't happen. Does Mr. Biden right now know where the center is? The White House gives an indication of adopting policies that will ease their problems. Illegal immigration is a daily... He says the White House gives no indication of giving of easing their problems. Illegal immigration is a daily and growing crisis. But what remedies can they seize on? As a party, during the 2020 primary, the Democrats came out for a functionally open borders. They're stuck unless they change. And the idea of change? Well, I think that the real idea is Americans are in the process of changing the channel. And I think the question she asked about regaining his footing, putting his presidency back together, anything is possible in America. And Americans believe in second chances, new starts, fresh starts. People came to this country for fresh starts. But boy, something is needed right here. And I'll tell you, for Halloween, there were a number of monster movies. But there was one monster movie in particular, very, very gruesome, with a monster such as you've never seen before. It also starred the lovely Keri Russell, popular from TV and prior films. Worth seeing. Review of Antlers.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
In a small town deep in the Oregon woods, a middle school teacher played by Keri Russell investigates a deeply troubled student who may be living alone with a terrible secret. That bloody terror is graphically revealed in the nightmarish shocker Antlers, now playing in theaters across the country.
These drawings belong to a student of mine.
It's a diabolical spirit.
This is a myth.
For you, yeah.
That's veteran Native American star Graham Greene, who tries to make sense of all the cannibalistic craziness with reference to Indian tradition. But the tradition truly evoked by Antlers is that of gross-out gore festivals that generate disgust far more than fright. The real shock here is that credible Hollywood figures, like Oscar-winning producer Guillermo del Toro, journeyman actor Jesse Plemons, and Keri Russell, have anything to do with this sadistic, stomach-churning crud. Of course, it's rated R, one star for the inept and appalling Antlers. There's nothing here to mount on your wall. And on the Michael Medved show, by the way, Antlers is a thoroughly nauseating movie. You can't even imagine, with very, very graphic scenes of people eating each other, and ripping out throats and ears and eyes. And okay, so don't see it. And I think there's little doubt that you will pass it up and should. Speaking of passing things up, there's going to be a new mayor in Seattle. That's right. Jenny Durkin not running for a second term. So is there anything a new mayor can do? We'll talk on Election Day to actually fix the mess that is downtown. And a very prominent anti-vaxxer is also a prominent flat earth preacher, very much in the news recently. Why? We'll tell you why next time. And then there is also a new approach to marriage. First comes love, then comes marriage. This is one that says first comes love, then comes sterilization. In this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.